Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just worship God this morning. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Worship Him, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. Pour out your heart to Him this morning. Pour out your heart to Him this morning. Thank you, Father. Pour out your heart to Him this morning. Thank you, Lord. When He walks into the room, everything changes. Everything changes. Everything changes. Everything turns around. Tell Him that, Lord, I want to have an encounter with You this morning. I want to see You face to face. I want to meet You, O God. May this morning not be an ordinary morning, but where You will see the glory of God in your life, where You will encounter the presence of Almighty God that will change you from glory to glory. The Bible says that when Jesus Christ was being baptized, He was praying and heavens opened. This morning, let us be under an open heaven, O God. Let us be under an open heaven, O God. Let Your presence be made manifest, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, speak to me personally. Lord, speak to my heart. Lord, speak to my heart. Lord, speak to my heart. The entrance of Your word brings light. Lord, speak to my heart. 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 Lord, minister to me. May I not live the same way that I came in. May this day be a memorable day in my life that I will never forget. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, I had an encounter with You. Lord, I had an encounter with You. Let Your presence, O Lord, meet me in the name of Jesus. Lord, speak to me. I am hungry for a word from heaven. I am hungry to hear Your word. I am hungry to see You, O God. I am hungry to meet You, O Lord. Lord, let this be a day to remember. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. 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 The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars in Lebanon. The voice of the Lord thundereth. The voice of the Lord. This morning may we hear Your voice. May we hear Your voice. May we hear Your voice. My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. Thank You, Father, for the privilege to come into Your presence. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. We thank You that You love us. Your love never fails. Your love never changes. You are still the same. Jesus Christ the same. Jesus Christ the same. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. You are still on the throne. You have never left the throne. We thank You and we give You praise. We give You glory in Jesus' mighty name. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh, glory. Thank You, Lord. Good to see everyone. Good to see everyone. It's a beautiful day. It's a good day. Isn't Jesus good? He's awesome. He's good. He's good. God is good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you ready? Ready to study the Word of God? To get into the lesson? I'm excited every time we have to study the Word of God or get into the Bible. It's a hunger and a test for God's Word. Because the Bible says, Jesus put it this way, he says, man shall not live by bread alone, Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So he's comparing the word of God to the natural bread that we eat. The word of God is food for us. The word of God is what feeds us. And so every time that hunger and that thirst for God's word should never leave our lives. My Lord and my God, glory to God. Okay, so we've been studying on wisdom lately. And I pray that this morning we will hear God's heart and God's word. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 12. Verse 42. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew 12:42. It says, the Queen of the South will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, someone greater than Solomon is here. The Queen of the South will rise from at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, someone greater than Solomon is here. 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 Behold, that means look, pay attention. Think about Solomon, the wisest man up to the point time that Jesus Christ came. But Jesus Christ, when he came, was walking and he said, listen, pay attention, look, someone greater than Solomon is here. Someone greater than Solomon is here. Someone greater than Solomon is here. And Jesus walked perfectly in the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God was manifest in his life. The wisdom of God at work in his life was producing mighty works. A greater than Solomon is here. A greater than Solomon is here. And we as believers have come into Christ and are partakers of the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is now available to us. So 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Let's turn to that. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It says, and because of him, you are in Christ Jesus. Everybody say, I am in Christ Jesus. We are in Christ Jesus. Let's say, we are in Christ Jesus. Let's all say, we are in Christ Jesus. Who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification, and redemption. So we are in Christ Jesus, and Jesus has become to us wisdom from God. So if Jesus Christ said a greater than Solomon is here, then if we are in Christ Jesus, there is that potential of wisdom in us that is greater than the wisdom that Solomon walked in. Think about it. We are in Christ Jesus, and he has been made to us wisdom from God. There is potential for us to walk in wisdom that is even greater than what Solomon walked in. Hallelujah. A greater than Solomon is here. A greater than Solomon is here, and we are in Christ Jesus, and he has become to us wisdom from God. Wisdom from God, righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. There is all the depth of the wisdom and the depth of the wisdom of God. There is a depth to the wisdom of God. There is a depth to the wisdom of God. And the more that we access the wisdom of God, the more we change levels and begin to walk in what God has for us, or what God has purposed for us. There is no end in the school of divine wisdom. We keep increasing, we keep learning, we keep growing in wisdom. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. A depth of the wisdom of God. A depth of the wisdom of God. Romans 11, 33. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways. The depth of the wisdom of God. The depth of the wisdom of God. In the school of wisdom, we keep accessing the wisdom of God. We keep accessing the depth of God. We keep accessing the depth of God. Jesus Christ just was described as increasing in wisdom and in the knowledge of God, in favor with God and in favor with man. We keep increasing in the wisdom of God. Keep increasing in the wisdom of God. Wisdom is the ability to know what to do at every point. It is described as skill, the ability to know what to do at every point. For us to access the wisdom of God, and we have to keep hungering and thirsting for it. There is always more wisdom that we can go for. And so Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5 talked about the fact that the wise man will increase in learning. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance, obtain guidance, obtain guidance. So there is more wisdom. The wise will increase in learning, as the old translation put it. The wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtains guidance. So there is the depth of the wisdom of God that we can access at every point in our life, that we can keep increasing and increasing and increasing and increasing in the wisdom of God. So why do we need why do we even need wisdom? Why do we even need to be wise? Why do we need to walk in wisdom? Why do we need that? Because wisdom is the greatest asset of life. Wisdom is the greatest asset of life. Wisdom is the greatest asset of life. It's we need it so much in every area of our lives. He says all our desires, it's wisdom is much more than all our desires. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. Is the greatest asset. It says, for the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. She's more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Nothing that you desire can compare with her. Put that together with Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11. Proverbs 8, verse 11. When you have time, read Proverbs 3, Proverbs 4, Proverbs 8. This all talks about wisdom. You can actually read from chapter 1 to 8. It talks about wisdom. Proverbs 8, put that together with Proverbs 8, verse 11. For wisdom is better than jewels. Wisdom is better than jewels. And all that you desire cannot be compared with her. It is the greatest asset of life. It is the greatest asset of life. All that you can desire, your desires that you are looking for hinges on wisdom. Gold and silver are one of the most expensive or precious commodities in the earth. It's saying that wisdom is greater than these commodities. Hallelujah. And all that you desire cannot be compared with her. Then verse 19 says, my fruit is better than gold, even fine gold, and my yield than choice silver. My Lord and my God. Wisdom is better than gold and all your desire. So that should naturally best the test in us. The God, the wisdom that you are talking about, the wisdom that Jesus walked in that was greater than the wisdom of Solomon. My Lord, I know the value of that wisdom. I desire, I test for it, I hunger for it. I want to walk in it. The greater than Solomon potential that is in me, I want to experience it in my life. We need wisdom in every area of our lives. In every area of our life, the wisdom of God is creative. It has creative power. The whole earth was founded by the wisdom of God. By the wisdom of God. By the wisdom of God. Everything that you see, there was nothing. But by wisdom, it was created. It was created. There's creative ability in the wisdom of God. And so we have to get to the point where we test and hunger after it. Test and hunger after it. So no wonder Proverbs 4:7 says that the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 4:6 says the beginning of wisdom is this. Therefore get wisdom. And whatever you get inside. The old translation says that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all your getting, get understanding. As Christians, we should have that go get it after us in us. If God says, I'm going to go after it. I'm going to go get it. If there is wisdom that is greater than what Solomon walked in, I'm interested in it. I'm interested in it. I'm interested in it. And so there has to be that go get it after us. There's more wisdom that we can get. If you say go get more milk, that means there's more milk to get. There's more wisdom that we can go after. You know, the only fight that the believer is told to fight is the fight of faith. That's the only fight we are interested in. And so one day a minister was trying to get someone who was sick and was telling the person that resist the sickness. And they were like, oh, you know, I don't know how to fight. I don't know what to do. I don't want to do this. We cannot have that attitude of when it comes to the things of God. But next thing you know, the enemy will, you have to be aggressive and go after it and say, God, your wisdom, the wisdom is valuable more than gold and silver, more than gold or silver. One time, I had a job. I was working and the person who was the engineer, the chief engineer, he got fired. And the senior engineer, he got fired. And so I have this whole network that I have to deal with. And we took all the secrets away. I mean, it's gone. I don't have access to it. So this issue came up. This customer or client was looking for a solution. And I had done everything I knew to do. And this person is pressing for the solution. And when I got to the point, I just said, God, Lord, show me what to do. 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 And like a flash, the wisdom of God came to me. It came to me. Go into this system. Do this, do this. And I'd gone that into that system several times. Couldn't find it. But like a flash, the wisdom of God came to me. I did it, tested it, boom. And as an engineer, I forget in the practice of testing. Tested it, it worked. It worked. It worked. The wisdom of God is available in at that point. What I needed most was a solution to the issue at hand. To the issue at hand. God help me. How many times have we gotten to the point where you get to the point you don't know what to do? And you are twiddling your thumbs. God, scratch your head. Scratch. What should I do? What should I do? That's what he said. Jesus Christ has been made unto us wisdom. There is wisdom available at that moment in your business, in your at work, everywhere, in your finances. You don't know what to do. Talk to him. There is wisdom available for you to walk in. And when that wisdom comes, the Bible says that James 3:3, we looked at it, just the first of all, it is pure. It is pure. First of all, it is pure and peaceable. The questions in this season, I pray the questions, the challenges facing your life that you don't have answers to, that are in your life, the questions that you are faced to, even as you sit under the influence of the word this morning, I pray that you receive speedy answers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Wisdom to know what to do at every point. Number two, it is the custodian of riches and honor. It is the custodian of riches and honor. Stay right there in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Long life is in her left hand. If you want to live long, listen to wisdom. How many times have you heard so many people made bad decisions? Sometimes they are very young and they are not here with us. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Riches and honor. Riches and honor. Riches and honor. Put that together with Proverbs chapter 8, verse 18. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. Enduring wealth and righteousness. Riches and honor are with me. Riches and honor are with me. That's what Solomon discovered. That's what he discovered when God came to him and asking that, Solomon, what do you want me to do with for you? He said, God, give me a wise and understanding heart. Riches, and then God said, once you've asked for wisdom to rule my people, I'll add to you the wealth and the riches and honor. That's what he's talking about. Riches and honor are with me. So many times when we are confronted with issues, we look at it from the other side. Ask God for wisdom. What should I do in this instance? Riches and honor are with me. Riches and honor are with me, and enduring wealth and righteousness. 20 says, I walk in the way of righteousness, in the path of justice. In the path of justice. Now you are dealing right. You are walking in the righteousness of God that he talks about in 1 Corinthians 1:30. You can stand in the presence of God. You can go into his presence. It says that you are dealing justly, but the wisdom of God, it says, wealth, riches and honor. Every dishonor on your life, but as soon as you begin to walk in the wisdom of God, honor comes with wisdom. And then also, it is the custodian of peace and pleasantness. Peace and pleasantness. So Proverbs 3:17 says, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. All her paths are peace. The disturbance, the trouble that is there, when the wisdom of God comes, there is a peace that comes. There is a peace that comes, and pleasantness. And so Solomon, during the reign of Solomon, when he was walking in the wisdom of God, there was peace all around. There was peace all around. There was peace all around. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 24. Thank you, Lord. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 24. For he had dominion over all the regions west of the Euphrates, from Tifsa to Gaza, over all the kings west of the Euphrates, and he had peace. He had peace on all sides around him. And Judah and Israel lived in safety from Dan even to Beersheba, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, all the days of Solomon. Peace on all sides. Peace on all sides. Peace in your home. Peace at work. Peace in your business. Peace with your marriage. Peace with your children. Peace on all sides. So when Solomon was walking in the wisdom of God, peace all around, and every man dwelt under his fig tree, under his vine and under his fig tree, all the days of Solomon. All the days of Solomon. That's why he says that all her paths are pleasantness and peace. Pleasantness and peace. The wisdom of God ruling and reigning in your life. In all sides, on all sides, on all sides. I like that. On all sides, on all sides, on all sides, on all sides, on all sides. Peace reigning in your life. By the wisdom of God. And so this morning again, as you sit under the word of God, I speak peace into every troubling circumstances in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Peace on all sides. Peace on all sides. Peace on all sides. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then divine wisdom is the gateway to our enthronement in life, to our reigning, to our ruling, the way God has intended for us to live. Revelation calls us, he says he's made us unto our God, kings and priests. But how are we going to rule and reign in life? Every king rules and reigns. How are we going to rule and reign? We are going to rule and reign by divine wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8, 15 to 16. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Says, by me kings reign and rulers decree what is just. By me princes rule and nobles, all who govern justly. all who govern justly. By me, kings rule. You are going to rule and reign in life by divine wisdom, by divine wisdom. And then Proverbs 4:9. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It says, she will place on your head a graceful garland. She will bestow on you a beautiful crown. A beautiful crown. Wisdom is going to place on your head a beautiful crown. The old verse says, a crown of glory. A crown of glory. Shame will not be your portion anymore. A crown of glory. A life that glorifies God. A life that people see and desire. And say, I can see a wisdom at work in your life that is greater than the wisdom of Solomon. A crown of glory. A crown of glory. A crown of glory. A crown of glory. It says wisdom that was ordained for our glory. The wisdom of God that is ordained for us to walk in the glorious destiny that God has for our lives. This morning I see you accessing that in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once you connect with that wisdom, you begin to rule and reign in life. You wear that crown of glory. That crown of glory is what it will deliver to you. Thank you, Lord. Why do we need all this divine wisdom? Divine wisdom, number 5, is the answer to all human crises. Is the answer to all human crisis. When we stated Daniel, when you look at the life of Daniel, when he was confronted with a crisis, he said, you hold on. I know a God in heaven who reveals secrets. I will go and talk to him. It's the answer to all human crisis. When you are confronted in life and you don't know what to do, the wisdom of God is the answer to all of life's crisis. Job chapter 28, verse 9. My Lord and my God. Job 28. Thank you, Lord. Verse 9. Oh, I love the word of God. My Lord. Thank you, Lord. That whole chapter is also talking about wisdom. It says, man puts his hand to the flinty rock and overturns mountains by the roots, by the roots, by the roots, by the roots. Verse 11 says that he dams up the streams so that they do not trickle, and the thing that is hidden, he brings out to light. The thing that is hidden, he brings out to light. The thing that is hidden, he brings out to light. I like how the King James puts it. He says, verse 11, he says that he binds the floods from overflowing. He binds the floods from overflowing. First, he turns the mountains by the roots. Takes the mountains by the roots. The mountain of your life that will threaten to overwhelm you, by the wisdom of God, you take it by the root and overturn it. Hallelujah. And the floods of life that will threaten to overwhelm your life and run you over, my Lord, you, by the wisdom of God, you put a stop to that flood. No. And the thing that is hidden, he brings it to light. The solution may not be on the surface and may not be apparent, but thanks be to God for his wisdom. The mountains are overturned from the roots. The mountains are overturned from the roots. You said, mountain, get out of my way. Get out of my life. You mountain, you the issue that has defied solution all this time, like Jesus said in Mark 11, 23 and 24. First he said, have faith in God. That whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he says will come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So the mountain that is before you, by access to the wisdom of God, that mountain will be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. If I were you, I would say hallelujah. Glory to God. I would say amen. My Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Taste the mountain by the roots. By the roots. You mountain, be gone. Be gone out of my life. By the wisdom of God. And the thing that is hidden, he brings it to light. The wisdom of God reveals it and brings it to light. It is the answer to all human crises. Joseph, when he was confronted with it, the king said, "The wise, I mean, there's no one as wise as you that has seen this." He had the problem and then he had the solution. Wisdom is knowing what to do and doing it. And when you do it, you know the end results. You know the end result. It's the end, the solution to every crisis in life. You may be confronted. You may not know what to do. But by the wisdom of God, overturns the mountains by the roots and prevents the floods from overwhelming your life. This morning, as you sit under the word of God, may the wisdom of God open up to you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Stay in that Job chapter 28. Divine wisdom disarms death and destruction. Disarms death and destruction. Disarms death and destruction. It says, disarms death and destruction. Verse 20 says, from whence then does wisdom come, and where is the place of understanding? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Death and destruction will not overwhelm your life. Destruction, death and destruction. Then you ask the question, where does this wisdom come from? Wisdom comes from the Father. Wisdom comes from God. Wisdom comes from God. It comes from God. He is the source of wisdom. Things that you have searched and searched and searched, problems in your life that you don't know what to do with. By access to the wisdom of God, you begin to partake of the very creative wisdom of God that comes from Almighty God Himself. Hallelujah. 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 Death and destruction bow down to the name. Bow down to the name. They bow down to wisdom. They bow down to wisdom. Destruction that will endeavor to eat your health, eat up your health. No, God, by the wisdom of God, you will not be destroyed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14. You notice that a lot of these verses are in Proverbs. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 8, 14. And then wisdom also has strength. It says, I have counsel and sound wisdom. I have insight. I have strength. Your strength that may seem to be waning away. Wisdom says, I have strength. 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 Your strength cannot be destroyed when you are walking in this wisdom. So turn to Proverbs 24, verse 5. Says the same thing in different words. It says, Proverbs 24:5, a wise man is full of weakness. Is that what it says? No, that's not what it says. I was checking if you were paying attention. A wise man is full of strength, and a man of knowledge enhances his might. A man of knowledge enhances his might. His might. Strength, strength, strength. Death and destruction succumb to the wisdom of God. Death and destruction and the eating away of your health or your strength, it succumbs to the wisdom of God. It succumbs to the wisdom of God. Wisdom has strength. Wisdom has strength. Death could not hold Jesus in the grave. Death, when Jesus was at the tomb of Lazarus, he said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me and you hear me always. These people standing here need an illustration of what wisdom can do. Lazarus, come out! And the Bible said that he that was bound hand and foot came out of the grave. Came out of the grave. Came out of the grave. Death cannot even stand in the face of wisdom. So you say, how do I access this wisdom? I see the need for wisdom. What do I need to do to access wisdom? What do I need to do to access wisdom in my life, in my business? I mean, the things that I'm confronted with every single day. What do I need to do? James 1:5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. What do I need to do to access the wisdom of God? James 1:5. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. I want to walk in the wisdom more than what even Solomon walked in. What do I need to do? Ask him. Ask him. Ask him. It says he won't rebuke you for asking, another translation puts it. He won't rebuke you. God, I don't know what to do. One of the hardest things in life is not knowing. I don't like it. I don't like it. Not knowing. So you go to God and you say, Father, I don't know what to do. Please help me. I've seen your word that says that Jesus Christ has been made wisdom unto me. He is my wisdom. I'm in him. Thank you. You know the solution to this. You have the answer to this. God, show me. And normally, it's not apparent. If you knew the solution to it, you will be working in it. But in this case, you don't know. Someone says, I've done everything I know to do. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. I've done everything that I know to do. No, you haven't. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. Just want to show you that. Let's all look at it. You haven't. Verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2. It says, if anyone imagines that he knows something, he doesn't know yet as he ought to know. That's why the thing is there. You don't know as yet what you need to know. We don't know as yet what you need to know. If you know it, then you implement it. And knowing it is also not good enough. Wisdom is the practical application of knowledge. When you know it, then you have to do. We can have all the knowledge in the world, but if we don't know what to do, if you don't apply it, it's of no good. It's no profit. So you come to God and you say, God, I don't know what to do. Don't start by saying, I've done everything. No, we haven't done everything. You don't know what you ought to know yet. Then you go to him. He's your father. You say, Lord, show me what to do. Show me what to do. And sometimes it may come quickly. But the good news is that wisdom is there. It will be made available. And then when you receive the wisdom, you know what to do. You will know what to do. You will know what to do. I pray of knowledge of what to do, knowledge of what to do in these days, in this season that we've been speaking about wisdom. Answers, speedy answers to know what to do will be delivered into your hands this morning as you listen to the word of God. John 6, 6. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. John 6, 6. Thank you, Lord. We can actually start from verse 5. Lifting up his eyes then and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, where are we to buy bread so that these may eat? He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. He himself knew what he would do. And that puts you in command. When you know it, you know what to do. Jesus has preached for all this to all these people for all this time. All this time. They are in a desert place. He says, I'm so concerned about them, I'm not going to send you home hungry. Then he said, when shall we buy bread? The question is, where shall we buy bread? Philip, he answered and saying, how much? He didn't say how much. He said, where should we get it from? Wisdom will produce it, you know. Wisdom, we will produce it. He knows what to do. Knowledge of what to do. Knowledge of what to do. Knowledge of what to do. And then once you receive the knowledge, don't just bypass it. Do it. Do it. Sometimes it may not make sense. But do it. Do it. Do it. He knows what he's talking about. How many of us know that God knows more than we do? How many of us have figured that out? He knows more than we do. He knows more than we do. So when it's revealed, then you do it. See how many, the knowledge of God's word becomes fruitful in our lives when we begin to walk in God's wisdom. We use this illustration. You are traveling along the highway. It's 75 miles per hour. Then all of a sudden you come around this bend. You see it coming and they'll show you the curve and they'll say 25 miles per hour. That's knowledge at that point. Now what you decide to do at that point is crucial. You can say, this is my opportunity. This is my chance. This is my only opportunity to go 120 miles per hour. I'm going to go for it. Go around the curve. You're not applying the knowledge, the sign, what he was telling you along the road. Oh, but God's word. God's word. Wisdom is more precious than gold and silver. This morning, the wisdom of God is available. This morning, the wisdom of God is available. Knowledge of what to do this morning is available. Let's pray. Oh, glory. It says the reason we are where we are is because we don't know as yet what we need to know. But this morning, the presence of God is here. The presence concerning any issue of your life, concerning the things, the decisions that you have to make. Oh, glory. Talk to God this morning. One encounter with the wisdom of God transformed Solomon's life. One encounter, one flash of light from heaven can change you from poverty to prosperity, can transform you from defeat to victory. One flash of light of wisdom from heaven can transform and change your story. My Lord and my God, cry out to God for wisdom this morning. cry out to God. God, I need to know what to do to change levels, to move forward, to fulfill, to do what to do. Lord, this morning may it be delivered unto me. May it be delivered to me. One idea, one flash of wisdom. You may be defeated today, but by virtue of the wisdom of God, there can be a turnaround. Oh, glory. He himself knew what to do. A greater than Solomon is here. A greater than Solomon is here. Lord, I want to walk in that greater than Solomon wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are under an open heaven this morning. Open up your heart to God. 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 More wisdom is available. Lord, what do you want me to do? What should I do? My Lord, wisdom engenders mighty works. What wisdom is this? That this man is doing this mighty works. Mark 6:2, they said, what wisdom is this? Wisdom that will produce mighty works in your life. That will produce results in your life. That will be evident. Lord, show me this morning. Lord, show me this morning, Lord. He said, ask, ask. You have to ask in faith, he says, not doubting, not doubting. I believe, I receive the wisdom of God. My Lord and my God. Talk to him this morning. The presence of God is here. Talk to him this morning. He's speaking to our hearts. Jesus, Jesus, the wisdom of God. A greater than Solomon is here. A greater than Solomon is here. Lord, I pray for a fresh baptism of wisdom. May we be known as a people who walk wisely, who deal wisely in the affairs of life, have the solutions to life questions. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Thank you, Father. Talk to him. He wants to hear you this morning. Talk to him. Lord, Lord, talk to him in the name of Jesus. Jesus, your word is your wisdom. Your word is your wisdom. Your word is your wisdom. Every manifestation of death and darkness in our life be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We will know what to do by virtue of the wisdom of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. By faith, we tap into higher realms of wisdom in the name of Jesus. If you are listening to this, or if you are here and you say, you know, I've made bad decisions, I've done bad things, I don't have this wisdom that you are talking about, I don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Access to the wisdom of God starts with knowing Jesus and being born again, giving you access to that wisdom. And you say, I want to know him. I want to have access to this wisdom in my life. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you. Thank you that you have been made to me wisdom. Oh, glory, 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 glory. I believe you were raised from the dead. I believe you came to save me. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. And thank you, Lord, that I will walk in the wisdom of God. May you see the manifestation of the wisdom of God in your life this week. In the name of Jesus. May you see the manifestation of the wisdom of God in your life this week. May the next 7 days of your life, every hidden thing that needs to be brought to light by the wisdom of God, I pray the light will turn on in the name of Jesus. May God bless you. May He keep you. May He cause His face to shine upon you and give you His peace. Amen. Amen.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.